And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Drones struck inside Russia's border with Ukraine on Tuesday, and the second day of attacks exposing the vulnerability of some of Moscow's most important military sites, according to experts there. Ukrainian officials did not formally confirm carrying out drone strikes inside Russia, and they have maintained an ambiguity over previous high-profile attacks. The Britain Defense Ministry said Russia will likely to consider the attacks on Russian bases more than 500 kilometers from the border with Ukraine as some of the most strategically significant failures of force protection since its invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense met with their Australian counterparts in Washington Tuesday to discuss strategic concerns, including the war in Ukraine. Speaking after a meeting with the Australian diplomatic and defense leaders, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked about Ukrainian offensive capabilities against Russia.
Is the U.S. working to prevent Ukraine from developing its own long-range strike capability? The short answer is no. We're absolutely not doing that.
That's U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The Biden administration on Tuesday signed off on two new significant arms sales to Taiwan and approvals that are sure to rankle China. The U.S. State Department said it had okayed sales worth more than $425 million of spare aircraft parts to support Taiwan's fleet of F-16 fighters. The package includes, again, the $330 million and $98 million in non-standard equipment, along with the related accessories and logistics. The sales were announced just weeks after President Joe Biden met with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. In a sharp reversal, China has announced a series of measures rolling back some of the most draconian anti-COVID-19 restrictions. The announcement includes limiting the scale of lockdown to individual apartment floors and buildings rather than entire districts and neighborhoods. People who test positive for the virus will be able to isolate at home rather than in overcrowded and unsanitary field hospitals and schools where there have been no outbreaks and must return to in-class teaching. Congress is set to rescind the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for U.S. troops, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military would be rescinded under the annual defense bill heading for a vote this week in Congress. It will end a policy that helped ensure the vast majority of troops were vaccinated, but also raised concerns that it harmed recruitment and retention. Republicans, emboldened by their new House majority next year, have pushed the effort in negotiations. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy personally lobbied President Joe Biden in a meeting last week to roll back the mandate. More than 8,000 active duty service members were discharged for failure to obey a lawful order when they refused the vaccine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has recommended that the mandate be kept. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Donald Trump's company has been convicted in an executive tax dodge scheme. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
A New York jury has found two corporate entities at the Trump Organization guilty on all 17 counts. The organization had been accused of being in on a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks like rent-free apartments and luxury cars. While Trump himself was not on trial, prosecutors say he knew exactly what was going on, though he and his lawyers dispute that. The verdict's a validation for New York prosecutors who have spent 3 years investigating Trump and his businesses. The penalties, though, are not expected to be severe enough to jeopardize the Trump Organization's future. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Tuesday's ruling bows to the Biden administration's insistence that the prince was legally immune in the case. Washington, D.C. U.S. District Judge John D. Bates heeded the U.S. government's request, shielding Prince Mohammed from the case under the longstanding principle of limited immunity for heads of government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.